Welcome to the Alive Lauren podcast and the place of celebrating juicy, soulful, whole living, adventuring on this journey of a lifetime. So this idea of same source, your ticket to health, gateway to death. Just very interesting analogy that I found has been very profound for me. So, I don't know, just in growing up, I always remember like feeling with a lot of religions that there may have been some sort of truth or essence at the core. But a lot of times, in the way it had been carried out, I felt like a lot of the original message got quite warped or perverted. And it was often used as a tool to manipulate people, like, of how to behave and, under this threat of what's going to happen to you in the hereafter if you don't. And, oh my Lord, and just the amount of violence and cruelty that's been perpetuated globally in the so-called name of religion, name of God. And a lot of also like extremist terrorist organizations, many of which are aligned to religions and then source. They really believe that they are acting as God's missionaries. and just so many, I don't know how, matric, my last year, my grade 12 of school, we had film study and the mission was our movie and tells the story of the time of a lot of the European conquest of South America. And the part, something smells divine here. Oh my God, I wonder if it's these purple flowers. Wow. Oh my God, that is incredible. They're the purple flowers that look like a grapevine. Where were we? Mission was based on the set work about the colonization, the occupation of South America, and a lot of inculcation of the church and how the priests were kind of used to gain favor and penetrate communities, and then they were more vulnerable. So what's been done in the name of religion? So that's kind of, and then more recently, because I know there's also, there's a lot of people that follow various religious paths from much more of a heart, soul-centered place, connecting to beautiful truths and inspired values and contribute and are constantly focused on growing and developing and becoming more and service and a greater good and a purpose beyond themselves. And all of this is sourced from like the same place originally. And then sort of, just this analogy, this idea of seed, like oils. Because what happened was I'm doing a year-long program with Dr. Mindy, which is all learning about health and wellness, especially food and using fasting, where fasting it switches on all these amazing things in our bodies that trigger healing and health and wellness and cleaning and all the stuff that no tablet, no supplement can touch sides is anywhere close to equivalent to the magic of everybody, a personalized inner doctor, wellness center, pharmacy that we have, and a lot of stuff that gets switched on when we fast. So as I'm going through her courses, she particularly likes this Andreas seed oil. So I have 5 minutes a day. Part of my morning routine is Dr. Mindy. And when she had a podcast and an interview with the founder, and uses a technology that takes the seeds, obviously it's very good quality seeds, and presses them in a way that maintains the integrity of the molecular structure of the oils. And they are immediately absorbed and uptaken into the body. And just how phenomenal these seeds are for life, for healing, for wellness, for mental clarity, for combating inflation. Miracles. But now you can take the exact same seed oils, and you know what are on the most sort of toxic list in terms of hazardous to your health, what causes inflammation, what causes aging, accelerates aging, what increases insulin resistance so that your body cannot even know that there is sugar in the bloodstream and gets stuck in sugar burning, doesn't switch over to fat burning. Seed oils. Yeah, but weren't we just talking about seed oils being so miraculous and being the elixir of wellness and health and rejuvenation and healing? Yes, but depending on how it's processed and packaged and delivered. So if you take a seed oil and also a seed oil seeds and you take them and you use a lot of toxic processes to extract them in high volumes and to do them in ways that they just are stable and will never go off no matter what, it doesn't matter what color bottle they're in, doesn't matter if they're exposed to heat, like you just do, and you process them in a way. You take out, you don't like their smell, you don't like their flavor, you just want this neutral thing. And all that high processing of the exact same seed, you land up with something that is so toxic that there are doctors and research that shows that bad oils are actually worse than sugar in the diet. Because bad oils actually do. They increase inflammation, accelerate aging, brain fog. They increase the body's insulin resistance, which means that the sugar is just building up in your bloodstream. And how amazing that healthy oils actually do the exact opposite. They actually help you switch over to fat burning. They help lower your blood sugar. And it was, oh my God, this is like the spiritual essence and truth of things. Whether it's come through a Christian form, a Judaic form, a Muslim, is it like the seed of each? It's a seed. And then depending how, when humans are working with that and processing it and delivering it, you can have a seed that builds communities, like we said, who are inspired, who are focused on something beyond themselves, a greater good, who live inspired, collaborative, contributive lives. And then from that exact same seed, you've got the birth of extremist organizations that absolutely, where the one favors life, the other actually favors, sees death and annihilation of self and others as the peak of life. And it's so crazy because within the same, I've heard a Muslim doctor who's quite vocal about, like, she really, like, for her religion is something so core to who she is and connects to it with so much beauty, and quotes how it's a Muslim value to value life above, like, all else. But yet, in the extremist organization, from the exact same theology, you'll hear them talking and being leaders, being on national broadcasting stations, talking about how they value martyrdom, and they value sending everybody off to die if they are taking out and annihilating the other. And this all came from the same seed. Yeah. So yes, on the one hand, can be your ticket to vitality and life and love and expansion. But from the exact same seed can be your ticket to death. Ooh. And illness and lethargy and, yeah, oh my word. So, that's just some food for thought. And yeah, to realize that power, that place, of human framing of things, and to realize that there always is, there's a beauty and a value. Anything can be perverted and taken from an angle, processed in a way that's harmful, and the exact same thing can also be a source of life and vitality. The paradox that is this amazing adventure. Happy adventuring, precious heart.